This is a true story taken from an actual medical file.
Over many centuries, and especially over the past 100 years, medical science has registered successes in the treatment of many diseases that have plagued the human race from time immemorial. Diagnosis, description, and treatment have followed in quick succession in many cases. In others, control has only been achieved after much painstaking research has taken place and new drugs have been evolved. Often, it's the more minor maladies that have caused more trouble to the medical profession than serious illnesses. And it's with a sufferer from one of these minor maladies that I'm concerned with tonight in my story set in South Africa, which I've called The 7-Year Itch.
Medical File. Factual stories of the men and women whose vigilance guards our lives. A reconstruction of clinical case histories, step by step with the doctors who were there. Medical File.
Are you going in to swim again, Ray? Ray? Are you going in to swim again?
No, not now. I'm dry. I've got most of the sand off me.
What are you doing to your foot? You've trodden on something.
No, but I seem to have got the beginnings of a corn right in the middle of the sole. Look.
Funny place to have a corn.
Well, I suppose you can get them anywhere if they rub on something hard enough.
Have you got a lump in your shoe that could do it?
No.
Anyway, it looks more like some sort of a rash to me.
It's just a dry, rough place. No, I'm sure it's a corn. Have you got any of your stuff? You're the corn queen.
I've only got three, and one of them's tiny. The corn queen's back at the hotel.
I might put a bit on when I've had a shower, but there's an hour yet before we need make any move. Durban's a place for a lazy holiday. Hazel, where's your corn cream, did you say?
What, Ray?
Corn stuff. Your cream for my foot.
Oh, in my handbag.
No, it's not. I've looked.
In my case?
Well, I can't see it.
Don't mess everything up. Look in my knife bag.
Oh, it's all right. I've got it. It was on the dressing table.
How is it?
It doesn't seem to be doing it any good.
Let me see.
Does it?
I told you, I didn't think it was a corn. It still looks more like a rash to me. So corn ointment won't do it any good, will it?
Well, I thought I'd try it, but I reckon it's making it worse.
What was it like when you went in the sea today?
Oh, fine, there's no problem. It's just a bit louder, though, and it's a bit bigger.
Well, don't put anything more on it till we get home and you can see Dr. Stain.
Oh, I shouldn't think that'll be necessary. I'll get some iodine from the chemist tomorrow and give that a try. It's made out of seaweed, so, well, I might as well use a seaside cure.
That was in 1966, and Ray can hardly be blamed for not knowing that this was the beginning of a 7-year itch. Literally an itch, and sometimes almost unbearable. But one gets used to anything in time. After Hazel's ointment and iodine, he tried a few more preparations in the hope of getting rid of this persistent, irritating rash on the ball of his foot. And time slipped away. It was nearly a year before he took his troubles to their family physician for many years, Dr. Stain.
I suppose, really, Dr. Stain, I should have come to see you before this, but I thought it was something I could get rid of for myself.
Well, obviously, Ray, a rash such as this should never be neglected. Although I suppose you thought you were giving it all the attention it needed with the lotions and ointments you tried.
Well, they haven't done much good.
They've done one thing, shown us that we must use something a bit more powerful to make any real impression on it. Well, I'll write you out a prescription for some tablets. We'll see how it goes.
Well, what are they, Dr. Stain? I can never read your writing.
You're not supposed to. It's the chemist's job. Yeah, but actually, they're cortisone.
Well, that's powerful, isn't it?
Well, we can't play about. Not anymore. And the steroid drugs are often very effective in clearing up skin conditions, if it's yours.
You don't know what a relief that would be.
Oh, I have a pretty good idea how uncomfortable a skin rash like this can be. So, You get the prescription made up when you're home and begin the treatment tonight. Tell me how you go on.
Well, that's the last of the cortisone. I hope it's the last I need. One up to Dr. Stain. The rash is gone, Hazel, love. Quite gone.
Pity you didn't go to him earlier. Really, Ray.
Yes, I know. I didn't turn out to be much of a doctor for myself, did I? But tonight we can go and enjoy ourselves. I'm going to dance every dance.
Well, I'm not making any guarantees, but it's nice to know you feel like that.
Oh, I haven't slept so well for ages. Without that ghastly itch waking me up all the time, and on the seat of all places. But it's absolutely clear. No rash, no itch. And now no more cortisone.
Well, get your socks and shoes on, or we'll be late for that first dance.
Oh, then you're really going to make an evening of it.
Oh, I told you, no guarantees. But if you're ready to give it a go, I'll see how long I can keep up with you. You've caught six fish, Ray. Isn't that enough?
Depends on how much fish you want to eat.
Oh, not that much.
Oh, never mind, Hazel. Good practice for the competition.
Think you've got a chance of winning?
I'll do my best. And if I do, we'll paint San Martino red.
All six houses? That won't take as long.
They would cap a tremendous holiday.
Here, at the back of the yard, I prefer Durban to San Martino.
Yes, so do I, for a normal holiday. Although you can't beat the fishing on this Mozambique coast, but there's another reason why I found this week, well, just perfect. My wretched feet haven't been playing yet.
Oh, that's strange. You were complaining much better before we left home.
Oh, no, and I'd every right to. Once the effect of the cortisone wore off, I mean, things were worse than ever. Well, you know how little sleep I got before we came away. Now the rash is all cleared up again.
That's strange. You've had your feet in and out of the water all week. Or has that had anything to do with it?
I don't know, love. All I know is that I haven't had any irritation on the... and the rash has healed up again. I could stay at San Martino forever if I get this sort of relief.
It's all right for a holiday.
I know, but I can't fish just for a living. Even if it would mean that I'm not driven bonkers by something I can't really get to grips with. Oh, well, can't have everything, I suppose. But at least there's the competition and a few more days of peace.
Ray? Ray! It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Aren't you going back to bed?
It's all right, Hazel. You get a bit of sleep.
How can I sleep when you're prowling about?
I'm not prowling about. I'm all right. Just leave me. I'll sleep a bit later on.
Oh, I don't know. How can I leave you in a state like that? Oh, better get up. See what I can do. Oh, where are my slippers? Oh, here we are. I don't know what to be done. Where are you anyway, Ray?
In the bathroom. But you shouldn't have got up.
In the bathroom? What are you doing, having a bath?
No, just sitting with my feet in cold water and catching up on the news.
Well, you're a cypress, all right. Sitting on the edge of the bath with your feet in icy cold water at 3 a.m.
And reading the newspaper.
Ray, darling, is it that bad? Really?
Oh, it's purgatory. Before I got up, I thought I'd go mad with the irritation, but the cold water's helped.
I'll make some tea.
Well, if you feel like staying up long enough to do that, I'd love a cup.
All right, I'll put the kettle on. Ray... something will have to be done for you. It's more than 2 years you've been suffering like this.
Well, of course, then. Stops it, clears it up entirely.
Yes, but only for a week or two, and then he comes back again.
Oh, don't tell me. He gave me such a lot of hope at first, but... well, it just came back as bad as ever again. I feel like giving up.
I know, you said.
But at least I know that if the itching really does become unbearable, then at least I can get a bit of peace for a while, when I'm back on the tablets again.
Well, you have to go and see the doctor.
Oh, which one? Stain has helped me all he could. He did his best with cortisone. Well, at least he's done something for me.
Then you must try someone else.
I suppose I'd better. Not that I've much hope that anything will come of it.
Oh, you never know. Has anyone said what it is, Eve?
I know what I call it, but it's not the official name, I'm sure of that.
I'll go and make the tea. Are you going back to bed?
No, not yet. This cold water feels good to me. And I haven't got to the sunnies yet.
Hello, Mr. Manning. Do come in, sit down.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Coleman.
How are your feet?
The hands.
And hands?
Oh, that's right, Doctor. Mm. It's the first time, but now I've got a light rash on my hands. Look.
Mm. Yes. And this irritates the same as the rash on the feet?
Yes, only it's a little more bearable. I can scratch my hands on wood. I might get some money.
I hope you do. At least it'll be some compensation. But look, I'm sorry to see this development, although it's not unexpected.
Well, it was to me.
I could have warned you. But I didn't know how much Dr. Stain had told you about your complaint. And in any case, it's hardly good psychology to tell a patient that he might get worse, especially when it may never happen.
Well, Dr. Coleman, unfortunately it has.
Oh, I think we'll have to eliminate it with cortisone, which Dr. Stain tells me has been effective in the past.
Well, up to a point.
Well, the rash recurs again, I take it?
Most disappointing.
Yes. Oh, you know the corticosteroids have the power of correcting many allergies. They are effective in the control of asthma and have been used in treatment of rheumatic diseases, often with the effect of controlling rather than eliminating the condition.
Then I can't look to cortisone for a cure.
Mm. I think we must look elsewhere for that. Psoriasis isn't an easy complaint to deal with, though.
Psoriasis? What's that?
It's often thought of as an allergic skin condition, but it's not. Didn't Dr. Stain tell you what he thought you had?
Well, that name's not familiar anyway. He did think it was some kind of allergy, and we've tried to find out what it is. You know, without much success, as you know.
Does anything of this kind run in your family, Mr. Manning?
Well, not that I know of, but it might have done.
Your father, he didn't suffer from it, for instance?
Well, as I said, not as far as I know. He's been dead some years now, anyway.
Mm. Psoriasis often does run in families, so that's why I asked. Yes, it could have occurred a generation or two ago, and we wouldn't know of it. Well, we'll put you back in cortisone.
But now that you know what it is, Dr. Cullen, can't you give me something else? Something that might clear it up for good?
Oh, I'm afraid, Mr. Manning, there's nothing else we know of that can do as much as cortisone.
You mean cortisone is the best that can be used, and yet it only lasts for a few days, for a week or two?
I'm sorry to have to tell you. That's the position.
But yes. You don't know what I've suffered. This itching gets uncontrollable. I have to scratch until my hands pain and until the soreness of my feet is excruciating. And even then, it's preferable to the irritation. But I scratch until the blood comes. And you tell me that nothing can be done?
And Ray Manning was lucky that his complaint was fairly easily recognized. Of course, allergies proper and psoriasis that resembles an allergy have been with mankind for untold centuries. King Menes of ancient Egypt, in the year 2641 BC, was bitten by a hornet. And from the description deciphered from the hieroglyphic tablets of the time, his symptoms were exactly those of a person allergic to the effects of an insect sting. An allergy is the reaction of a person to a foreign substance that differs from that of normal people, although I use the expression normal with reserve. We know a great deal more than that about allergies, of course, and with many allergic conditions, we can find an alleviation. But what about Ray Manning, whose difficult and distressing condition only resembles an allergy? We find him once again, some 3 years or more after the onset of his condition, in Dr. Stain's surgery.
Well, Ray, how is it?
Well, not quite as bad as usual, thank you very much, Dr. Stain. But you know why.
Yes. Well, how much cortisone have you got left?
Oh, it's finished. But I wonder how long it'll be this time before the itching comes back.
Well, with any luck, it may be a few weeks, month or so.
We've had a bit of rain lately, so perhaps it'll stay away for a bit.
Ah, you've noticed that, have you?
Well, on the occasions when I've been fishing and had my feet wet the whole time, it's healed up on its own. I've had some heavenly times at San Martino. The only problem is that Hazel refuses to come with me.
Well, aren't you afraid of rheumatism?
Oh, sometimes I'd risk anything rather than have this irritation.
Yes, I believe you. Oh, just turn your head a shade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what are you gazing into my face like that for? I'm not very handsome.
Oh, I wanted to make sure that you're not getting a moon face.
A moon face? What's that? And why should I be getting it anyway?
Well, it can be one of the side effects of the extended use of cortisone. Oh. The steroid group of drugs can break down the fats in other parts of the body and redistribute it in excess in the face. But your face looks about the same as usual.
Oh, is that remark intended to be comforting?
As a matter of fact, you seem to be taking your courses of cortisone without any real problem.
Oh, I hope I always can.
Well, yes. And with various drug combinations, there's no reason why you shouldn't take it for the rest of your life, but we don't want you to.
No, no, I agree. I hope that something will be found to clear this thing up entirely. But what other side effects could there be with cortisone?
Oh, some lowering of the body's resistance to infections of various kinds, and they give some people ulcers.
I've got too much to worry about to get ulcers.
Altogether, you're a most unusual patient. But the body produces its own cortisone anyway from the suprarenal glands. We just have to make sure that your dosage is correct and that it's never cut off too quickly before your bodily supply can take over again. Oh. Anyway, here's another prescription. Slightly smaller dosage. We'll see if we can whittle it down and still keep the psoriasis in check. It's our best hope at the moment, I'm afraid.
Hazel, I think I'm going to start staring mad if this itching doesn't stop.
Have you taken your cortisone?
I'm out of tablets for the moment, but I must get some more. Surely after 6 years of the same thing, taking something that can clear it up entirely, it ought to be getting better on its own. But look, it's blown out on my legs.
Oh.
Look, raw with scratching. My feet, my hands round the waist.
Well, we must find something else to help you, Ray.
What can we do about it, though? I keep my feet out of bed summer and winter to keep them cool. Thank heaven the sleeping tablets helped to get a bit of rest for me, but I've got everything down to the minimum dose because of the length of time I've had to take pills. It's the wonder I don't rattle.
Do you think we should find someone else?
Well, one of the chaps at work recommended a skin specialist to me.
Any good?
Oh, I don't know. You know how many doctors I've been to over the years. Some have tried this, some that, but none have given much hope of a cure.
Who is it?
It's a woman doctor, Dr. Jane Thomas.
Well, make an appointment with her tomorrow.
Well, I might as well. I've got nothing to lose, but I haven't got much faith that'll do me any good.
So you have a long-standing skin condition, Mr. Manning, that has affected your feet, hands, legs, waist from time to time, accompanied by unbearable itching, the drying of the palms and soles at a later stage due to the cortisone, and then a recurrence.
That's about it, Dr. Thomas.
And you'll find that keeping the affected parts cool or damp keeps it away?
Well, keeping it cool eases the irritation. Uh-huh. Keeping my feet wet, for instance, can clear it up altogether for a while. Shall I show you what the bottoms of my feet are like?
No, Mr. Manning, that won't be necessary. I'll tell you. They appear to have little red rash marks.
Mm-hmm.
Then this goes black as the skin is dried up. And then the skin scales lightly until the affected part is completely clear.
That's it, exactly.
The skin has toughened a little over the years, I take it. Got a little thicker?
Perhaps a little, not much. But to tell the truth, I don't really remember what my hands and feet looked or felt like more than 6 years ago.
I'm afraid there's little doubt that you have psoriasis.
I was expecting you to say that after describing my symptoms so well that...
But, Mr. Manning, I can cure you.
Do you think so?
Yes, I know I can, but I must warn you, it's going to take several years.
I've already been suffering for several years, so that really doesn't matter. Doctor, if you really can cure me, I would be eternally grateful, but would cortisone be part of the treatment?
No, Mr. Manning. Why do you ask?
Well, mixed reasons. It has been the only thing over the years that appears to have had any effect at all.
But obviously it's only been temporary.
I'm afraid so. But the other reason I ask is because when some doctors have heard that I've been on cortisone, they don't even want to know my troubles.
Mm-hmm.
They've said in almost as many words that once a person has had cortisone, there's no point in trying anything different.
Yes, but you must remember, Mr. Manning, that therapy is not an exact thing. All the time we are searching and searching for different ways of treating things, sometimes with success, sometimes not. And that every physician's experience is not the same. Any more than two human beings or two patients are not the same. Who was it? Lucretius, I think, who said that what is one man's meat is another man's poison. Anyway, that's been taken as quite a neat description of allergy.
I understand that psoriasis isn't an allergy.
Well, no. To the best of our understanding, it's composed of millions of microscopic warts.
Oh, that's interesting. I haven't heard that before.
And you won't have heard of my treatment before either, I'm sure.
What will that be, Doctor?
Well, I'm going to give you a clear liquid to put on the rash wherever it occurs, and then a blue solution to put on afterwards. The clear stuff will sting a bit, so it won't be very pleasant.
Well, it'll be a change from the irritation anyway.
I suppose that's true. But I hope that it'll do a lot towards clearing up this distressing condition for you. But please remember, it won't happen in 5 minutes. It'll take a long time, probably years. But I will cure you in the end.
These were certainly the most encouraging words Ray had heard in years, and with great hope he began the treatment. But it was a hope that dwindled as the days and weeks passed. He didn't mind the discomfort. That he'd had in plenty, but it didn't help his condition. It got worse. It spread. And he returned to the only drug that had done him any good during all these months and years of physical and mental stress. And then he stopped going to see Dr. Jane Thomas, as he had many others in his time. Then, another friend at work recommended him to a specialist friend of his, Dr. Roberts.
Are you sure I'm not taking up too much of your time, Dr. Roberts?
No, indeed not, Mr. Manning. Now, I want to hear all your experiences over the 7 years you say you've had it now.
7 years, yes. Anyway, I'll admit that the treatment I was given by Dr. Thomas was different from any I'd had from other practitioners.
Which had mainly consisted of cortisone tablets, sleeping tablets to enable you to get a bit of rest, and creams to rub on, is that it?
That's right. Mm. With this combination, I've had periods when I was completely free, and fishing trips when having my feet permanently damp cleared it up.
But the treatment given to you by the skin specialist, Dr. Thomas.
Well, she was right when she said that the clear liquid would sting. It did. That was followed by a bluish lotion. It was simple enough treatment.
Yes, but didn't you see any improvement?
No.
Not even temporary?
No improvement at all. In fact, it was worse.
But did you persevere long enough?
I persevered long enough to see that the condition that had been bad enough when on my soles and palms, sometimes on my legs and occasionally the waist, looked like spreading to parts that had never been affected before. Really, Dr. Roberts, would you have taken the risk of going on?
I know what you mean. Why add to an already bad condition? But I was very anxious to know if this new approach had done you any good.
None at all. I suppose, Doctor, you have to make sure that none of the previous treatments look like succeeding.
Rather more than that, Mr. Manning.
Oh?
Rather more personal.
Well, how is that?
Because I am a sufferer from psoriasis myself.
You? You suffer from psoriasis, Dr. Roberts?
That's right. And I was hoping that you had stumbled on a cure for me.
You know, Hazel, I did get a bit of information on that visit to Dr. Roberts.
Now you know there are two of you.
More than that, there are thousands of us, most likely. You know, with the grandchildren coming to see us now and then, I've been worried in case they might be able to, catch it off of me, but Robert says no. He says they can't possibly catch it. He was very emphatic about it. So that's one relief.
Well, if a doctor can't cure himself, where is there any relief to come from?
Well, the latest suggestion I've had is that I can get in touch with some chap who will hypnotize me. I must say that made me laugh, but is it likely to be any less effective than a quarter dose of cortisone and a sleeping pill when I can't stand any more?
A leading book on allergic diseases dismisses psoriasis with these words. Although not an allergic skin condition, psoriasis is often thought of as such. Perhaps the reason for this is that it runs in families and is somewhat responsive to treatment with cortisone. Hereditary influences have to bear the responsibility for many things, including who we are and what we are. Yet psoriasis had to start somewhere at some time, and perhaps, hopefully, it will end by succumbing to medical research.
Medical File, the documented story of the men and women who in hospitals, research centers, and lonely surgeries guard our lives. Listen again next week for another true story from Medical File.